From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The deputy chief of police in Addis Ababa has been arrested for a lack of security after at least one person was killed and scores of others injured in a grenade attack at a rally by new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched moments after the 41-year-old Abiy finished his speech to tens of thousands gathered in the center of Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. He said anti-peace forces who attempted today to obscure our joy, love, and eradicate our unity, you have not succeeded. Ethiopia has stretched her hands for peace, forgiveness, and unity, and won't fold them up. Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that Abiy has sought to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa, survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo. The president said on Saturday an explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally for his ZANU-PF party was a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. State TV reports that at least two people, including Vice President Kembo Mohadi, were injured. Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting his former mentor, longtime Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his tough stance on immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, saying the immigration problem should have been solved years ago. Speaking at the Nevada Republican Convention Saturday, Trump said his administration is working very hard to solve the immigration issue.
Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen if you listen to them.
The president did not mention the policy he recently rescinded that led to families and children being separated when apprehended for illegally crossing the U.S. into the U.S. from Mexico. News coverage of Trump's zero-tolerance policy led to a public outcry. Turkey is holding snap presidential and parliamentary elections Sunday, more than a year earlier than scheduled. Six candidates are running for the presidency. The election is expected to either solidify President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's grip on power or restrain his political ambitions. Erdogan's main rival is Muharrem İnce, a 54-year-old former physics teacher and school principal, who is backed by Turkey's main opposition, the pro-secular Republican People's Party. The elections will usher in a new system of governance, giving the president expanded powers that was narrowly approved in a referendum last year. The post of prime minister will be abolished, concentrating even more power in the hands of the president. Opposition sources said Russian fighter jets conducted air raids on targets in Daraa, Syria, on Saturday. Syrian forces also advanced against rebels in that province, their first gain since Tuesday. Reports by both state media and opposition activists said Saturday that shelling and clashes are focused on the countryside in the eastern part of the province and the western side of neighboring Sweda province. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that 18 civilians have died since the government escalation, along with 13 government troops and at least 10 rebel fighters. The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its former leader in a drone strike last week in eastern Afghanistan. The slain militant leader, Mullah Fazlullah, and four of his key commanders were traveling in a vehicle near the Afghan border on June 13th when missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft hit them. In a statement issued Saturday, the Pakistani Taliban said its leadership council had selected Mufti Noor Wali Masood as the group's new chief. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.